Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Well, I hope you had a good day, folks, and we have no guest for tonight. It's just you and me here, and also friends and brothers and sisters around the nation who care and are activists, wonderful, wonderful activists. We're so pleased that we're getting letters, emails, and from listeners, new listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and it's really exciting to see that they're not just listeners, but they're getting out and doing something. It's absolutely marvelous what's going on here. I want to share one letter with you that we got, and we've received, and tell you that many people write to us and don't tell us that they're listening to the radio, but we know that their letter is from our radio program because it has on the envelope A&A, and the only people that know about the A&A code on the front of the envelope is our radio listening audience out there, our brothers and sisters across the land. We're writing in to our police and military associations for information and books and so forth. And so if you do write to us, folks, please let us know you're listening. If you put A&A on the envelope, we know you're listening anyway because that's where I give out. Instead of putting Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, it's easier on the envelope just to put a capital A, the and sign, the little squiggly and sign, and then another capital A. And then we know, of course, you're a radio listener, but it's shorthand for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. So we're so pleased to be getting more and more people contacting us who are new listeners to the radio program. And I want to share one here with you real quick. It says, Dear Officer McLam, it was so wonderful being able to talk with you on the phone. Yes, sometimes they call us and we talk on the phone too. He says, you are one of the Christian patriots that keep me encouraged and in the war against the Luciferian Antichrist forces arrayed against us. Anytime I feel a little discouraged in the war, all I need to do is fire up the computer and tune in the radio program for good old Officer McLam, Colonel Bo Greitz, Alex Jones, etc. Man, after 15 minutes of listening to you men, I am ready to invade hell. We'll be back in just a minute, folks, and continue with this wonderful letter of a Christian patriot. Be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Somebody with passion for God and liberty. I always love talking to you, brothers and sisters out there that are in the war with us, on the field of battle with us, and just exciting. I want to go on with this brother's letter. By the way, he's a Jewish brother. Ed Miller is his name. And he says, man, after 15 minutes of listening to you men, I'm ready to invade hell itself and kick Satan's rear end from here to eternity. With any one of you men leading the invasion, we could occupy hell and turn it into a constitutional militia training center. We could use old Scratch as a tackling dummy in our martial arts classes. Well, I had better cut it short, as I know you're very busy. I am sending the mailing address of the Shelby County, Tennessee sheriff, and money for the sheriff's educational material and video, one for him and one for me. Our sheriff presides over a huge area with a population of nearly 1 million people. He says, and then he gives us Sheriff Mac Littrell in Memphis, Tennessee. He says, please let him know that I am going to be monitoring his actions and progress towards becoming more assertive in protecting Shelby Countyans against Shelby County people, that's what he's trying to say here, against federal and New World Order tyranny and encroachment on local sheriff's jurisdiction. I guarantee you I will hound him day and night if he does not deliver, and will get him voted out in the next election. Ed Miller, Memphis, Tennessee. A death to the New World Order, he says. Hallelujah, folks. I tell you, I love activists. I love people doing something. And he said several things here, folks. Number one, he has said that he gets motivation from listening to the radio, to our Republic Broadcasting Network and other networks. And it is exactly true. I get motivated listening to the radio. When I turn on Republic Broadcasting Network and listen to the other host, I get motivated. Yes, all of us need motivation. And sometimes I get a little down. And sometimes you get a little down too, I'm sure. And so this brother's telling us, just turn on the radio, and before long you'll be up and ready to invade hell. So it's exciting, folks. And I hope you will remember that this is the month that we really need you to donate $20 more or less. Whatever you can afford, $20 is what we'd like to see donated. But we have people that donate every single month here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I keep saying here because I'm down in Indiana, and here, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, of course, is up in Idaho County, Idaho, USA, our two headquarters for our two police and military associations. But we have people that donate $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, and $100 a month, a few. And so it is exciting, folks, that we can go forward because our brothers and sisters out there believe that we need to be reaching out and touching the hearts and souls of all the people across this nation. And Brother Miller, Ed Miller, praise the Lord, you're also telling us here that we have a very important video, folks, very important video for sheriffs, to teach sheriffs their jurisdiction, their duties and powers, and that they can retain control and should retain control over the federal government when the federal government comes into the county to do things. And also, as some of our sheriffs do, they have now set up a federal compliance office in the sheriff's department, because they've learned they have this power. They learn it's their jurisdiction in the county and not the feds. But they have a federal compliance office now where every federal officer, agent, has to come into the sheriff's office before they can work in the county and check in and show their paperwork and be sure they are doing things constitutional and not doing things that violate due process, taking people's homes and businesses without due process. And if the sheriff decides that they are not doing something constitutional, he can run their fannies right out to the county line and dump them off. Yes, the sheriff does have that power, but the sheriffs don't know that, folks. And so what Ed Miller is telling you here is we have a video and now an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues just for sheriffs. Yes, it's an issue we put out this last month for sheriffs, and it's our sheriff's newsletter, and it teaches the sheriff his duties, responsibilities, and jurisdiction if he doesn't know. And I would say 99% of the sheriffs don't know they have these type of powers and can protect the people that they swore to protect from all enemies of the Constitution and all criminals, not just criminals in the street, but criminals in government that would come into the county. So he's talking about him receiving one and the sheriff receiving one. Well, that's our Volunteer Police and Military Association's deal. If you send us $28, we can send a donation of $28. We can send you a video and send the sheriff a video, and the sheriff will receive a personal letter from our police and military. And he will read it, or she will read it. There is a few female sheriffs around the country. And understand it's coming from a fellow peer, a law enforcement person. And so we send that out personal to the sheriff when you send us their address, just like Ed Miller did here for Sheriff Mark Latrell there in Memphis, Tennessee, in one of the counties. And we can send then one to you so that you can see what we've sent to the sheriff and pass it around. Now there's a deal we have for, I think it's $17. We can send you one video to you or to the sheriff and that same personal letter. Okay, if it goes to the sheriff, we put that personal letter in there. But for $17, then you wouldn't get a copy. Now, we also want to encourage you, and I know that Ed Miller knows this, that when the sheriff begins to uphold their lawful oath and their lawful jurisdiction and powers, folks, the county commissioners or county supervisors, they're called different names in different parts of the country, may think the sheriff's gone wacko. Because when the sheriff sets up a federal compliance office in the sheriff's department and tells the federal officers to not come into the county anymore to do anything until they check in with the sheriff, and they know, the feds know that is the law, they have to do it, and so they will come in. But the county supervisors and county commissioners might think that the guy's gone nuts, and also the county prosecutor, because they don't know that the sheriff has these powers. We show those powers, we show that jurisdiction, we prove it to them in the video and in the newsletter. And so please remember to send copies of this video and the newsletter to your county commissioners and county supervisors so that they don't, actually, we've had county supervisors, county commissioners, push the sheriff to uphold his oath and jurisdiction and powers once they learn what they are. So it works two ways there. So anyway, we're very happy, Ed Miller, dear brother, for your activism and your passion for God and country. And we'll look forward to working with you some more to do some other very important things for God and country. So anyway, folks, that's why it is so important. He's a listener to the radio program and to RBN and other radio networks. And if we weren't here to do this, Ed Miller, I don't know what he would be doing. Probably the brother would still have a passion for doing, contacting his elected things out there and trying to keep them on the, keep them straight. But he says in his letter that he gets a lot of his motivation from listening to the radio program. So I hope you'll remember that when you get out a little cash this month, month of December, a tough month for having any extra cash. I know that very, very well. Put a little bit in an envelope, though, and mail it out to Republic Broadcasting Network. Would you please do that, folks? Let me give you an address here, and do it as you're sending out your Christmas cards. Put a little bit of cash in an envelope. Don't worry about somebody stealing it. They don't do that. We've had cash sent to us for years and years, almost 25 years now, and we've never gone out and bought a car or hamburgers or anything with these donations that come in. We're volunteers here. And I know RBN, the good people there, they will not steal the money. You can put a check in there, too, if you have to, but I'm just now, Republic hasn't asked me to say this, but I know that they probably hate the banking system as much as I do. So send cash or a postal money order to them and don't send them checks. That's just from me. John and Sanders never told me to say that, but that's just the way we do here at our two police and military association. Send that off if you will, folks. Let me see here. Where is the address? Duck on it. I've lost the address here. I've lost my address. Give me a minute here. Oh, here it is right here. Okay, here it is. RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, and that's M-A-Y-S Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And just let me say it again here before we go. We have a caller on the line that I want to get to in just a minute here. But I want to tell you again, I said this last week, that the new year, we truly need financial support at RBN, and we're asking people to make a donation each month as they pay their bills, like I do. You know, when I pay my bills, I send out part of my tithes and offerings to those that are doing God's will. You know, not just to those at the church, and many of the churches are not doing God's will today. They're taking Christians away from being active in society and in the institutions, but taking part of the tithes and offerings and sending it in to organizations that are doing God's will to spread God's truth and His law and fact and truth out across the country. And so, of course, Republic Broadcasting Network is doing just that, folks. And so our letter from Ed Miller there shows that, once again, that we're reaching more and more people out there. He's a new listener and very, very motivated. And he says it's because he listens to the programs on RBN and other networks. And so this is what it's all about. We are winning this battle for the hearts and minds of the people in America as they awaken. If they do not awaken, as you know, they're being horribly misled. So please write, if you would, this month and next month and each month and send something. You decide, pray about it, and decide what you can afford to send. But send something, folks, to RBN. And some people I know, God bless them, can send $100 a month. And others can send $5 a month. And they do that religiously, and that's what's important, because we need to know at RBN what's coming in so we can move forward instead of being just stuck in one place, or, God forbid, going backwards because we don't have enough money to pay the bills. But we need to move forward, and move forward rapidly, as most of our listeners know. So Lord bless you out there as you give to keeping America educated and free, and that's what it's all about. Now let's go to a dear brother of mine that I've admired for a number of years now, and he's been a supporter of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I know that because I have his name right here, and he's in Maryland, and his name is Bart Van Ess. Bart, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you on.
Hey, Jack. Glad to be with you. Jack, what I have gotten your newsletter, I mean your letter on the sheriff, and what I've done, some people have helped me. I took it down to the Somerset County Sheriff's Department and gave each deputy got one. I got a good reception. And
well,
also,
fantastic. Yeah.
What we've done, Jack, also we contacted the National Sheriff's Association and sent it to them, and I think Carol also sent them some stuff from Idaho, the Police Against New World Order, and a video. But we've also mailed out to every sheriff's association across the United States. That's 50 copies of your newsletter to each sheriff's association.
Thank goodness, brother. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Encouraging them to distribute it to the sheriffs in their counties. You know, there are 3,000 counties in the
sure.
United States. Now,
yes.
Could I read you the letter that we wrote these people?
Absolutely, Bart. Absolutely. That's very exciting because the sheriffs have tremendous power for good in the county, but they can only exercise it if they know what their powers and duties are. So, brother, go right ahead.
Exactly. Well, this is what we said. Enclosed is a newsletter describing the powers and responsibilities of the sheriff and the forces that are attempting to eliminate sheriff's departments across the country. The sheriff and his office was established as a protector of the people, and he has tremendous powers. With the elimination of the sheriff, the citizenry of this county, of this country, is at the mercy of a rapidly emerging police state. At the present time, sheriffs have been eliminated in Connecticut, and the sheriff's power is drastically curtailed in other localities. Executive Order 13285, signed by President Bush, calls for the elimination of sheriff's departments and replacing them with federal marshals, whose oath of office, 28 U.S. Code, Section 563, does not include swearing to uphold the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
It is recommended that this be verified in any good library. Federal marshals are not accountable to the citizenry, as is the sheriff, but only to the federal government. It is hoped that your association will assist in distributing the enclosed newsletter to sheriff's offices and citizens in your states. In your state, copies and further information can be obtained from the following: Aid and Abet, HC11, Box 357, Kamiai, Idaho, 83536, phone number 208-935-7852. If I can be of any assistance, please do not hesitate to contact me. Thank you for your cooperation in this very important matter. Now, Jack, I am an honorary member of the Maryland Sheriff's Institute and also a member of your Citizens and Lawmen's Association, which you know.
Yes.
As you know, Jack, I have had a long, and I've had a long association with law enforcement, going back some years ago.
Yes, Bart, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back with you after the bottom of the hour break. Okay.
Sure.
And can you hang on?
Yes, I can.
Okay, brother. This is really exciting news, and we'll be right back with Bart Van Ess from Maryland, folks, and the Officer Jack McLam program on the fantastic Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements, Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
An exciting program tonight, I'll tell you what. Like I say, the reason we're winning this battle at this time in America to dislodge those enemies of God and liberty is because of people like Bart Van Ess and other Americans out there doing what God told them to do. And Bart, please continue on, brother. Sorry we came up on that break when you were right in the middle of giving us some more information. Go right ahead, brother.
What it was, Jack, years ago, I had to support your local police committee in Queen Anne's County, and we did a lot of work up there. We stopped demonstrations by the Jewish Defense League at one point. They were going to go ahead and block the Bay Bridge and cause trouble, and we were able to do that by writing them a letter and asking them not to come in a very nice way.
Yes.
And I had two very good friends who were sheriffs in Kent and Queen Anne's County. They were sheriffs, the old-time sheriffs. And I also had some good friends in the Maryland State Police. And I worked as a concerned citizen in a non-pay status with the intelligence unit of the Maryland State Police for about 7 or 8 years. And I saw what was going on. We did some work trying to stop Ku Klux Klan and Minutemen and the old-time Minutemen activity, which were not the same as what was going on down at the border. These were
right.
There was a difference. And I also was with the Barrack Advisory Council of the Maryland State Police down here in Princess Anne, Maryland, in Somerset County. So I'm fairly well versed with law enforcement and have been very concerned about what's going on in the country. I would like to say this, Jack. I hope that people listening to this program will get your excellent article on the sheriff and distribute it. Go personally to the sheriff's departments in their counties and spread the word, because there are 3,000 counties, as I've said, in this country that need it.
That's a lot of them. That's right.
Now, another thing, Jack. I know Connecticut, as you know, has abolished their sheriff's department. I was fortunate enough to be able to, one of my doctors was from Connecticut, and I happened to mention to him what was going on there with the abolishment, and he said, well, I don't know anything about it, but my father-in-law is very much concerned about this sort of thing, so I sent him a copy of that thing of the sheriff. Now, I don't know what good it'll do, but maybe it'll wake somebody up, you know?
Well, the people could reinstall the sheriffs there.
Absolutely.
They just knew what was going on, but they're being bamboozled, they're being lied to and defrauded out of these very important safeguards for our liberties, like the sheriff's office.
Absolutely.
Yes, Bart. Well, my goodness, brother, I'll tell you what. Like I say, the listeners out there know that the only way we're going to win is to get out of our prayer closets and get out of our homes and businesses and start doing what you're doing, brother, and that's getting active again like we used to be. Those that love God and liberty used to be out and active, brother. And you can read it in the founding documents of this country, in the letters of the framers and everybody. But no longer. You know, we just elect these people that say they're going to do this and that, and then we sit back and go back to our beer and pretzels and our daytime TV and ball games and say, heck, I've done all I can do. Well, we're losing the country if we continue to do that, and so we're so blessed, Bart, to have you there doing what you're doing, and you're a great American, brother, and we're sure happy to know you and honored to work with you.
Jack, one more thing I'd like to add. You brought up something about that the people are being misled in the pulpit, and this is very, very true.
True.
And, you know, as you know about the Black Regiment, which were the clergymen who preached from the pulpit in the Revolution, and they were responsible for really for bringing us our freedom.
That's right. The preachers of that day. Yeah.
That's right. Now, if you had preachers doing it today, it would be different. But today, unfortunately, as I say a lot, as a retired police officer friend of mine said, you've got a bunch of con artists with a collar.
Con artists with a collar. Yes, I'll tell you.
Well, sadly,
so many of those ministers have been through these cemeteries, as we are calling them today, instead of seminary, and everything they learned good about the Bible was killed when they went into seminary, and they came out teaching error, and some of them are just as brainwashed and misled as the private citizens out there. They're misleading even further.
That's true.
Some of them are scoundrels and know exactly what they're doing, because these people invaded the seminaries to misteach the Bible and destroy the Word of God. And they've been very successful, Bart. And I know you, brother, are just like us. That you, I don't think you have a church right now, do you, that you're attending that preaches the whole Word of God?
No, I do not, Jack.
Yes.
And I don't, but I mean, I pray every day, and I read the Bible every day, and I try to, you know, I know I fall way short, but yes, and unfortunately, one of the RBC ministries had something about Nelson Mandela on it, practically extolling him.
Oh,
and I have gone ahead and written them and given him what the background of this guy is. I have never heard from these people yet, and I'll tell you, I don't think I will. If I don't, I'm not going to send them any more money. I've supported them for 34 years because I don't have a church.
Yes. What organization was that?
RBC Ministries.
RBC. What is that?
Radio Bible Class out of Michigan.
Oh, Radio Bible Class out of Michigan.
Yeah, they said that this one guy put out this deal about that Nelson Mandela, when he took over, had offered the white officers who had abused those people forgiveness, and he wouldn't do anything to them, and this, that, and the other thing. And
mass murderer Mandela offered them forgiveness. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, you kick me in the shin, and I'll forgive you, you know?
Yes.
So anyhow, I got some background information and sent it to him now. I'm going to see what happens. But
yeah. This
is typical of the churches, Jack. I know
That's
all
right.
about this. I've been down this road for years and years and years.
Sadly, brother, sadly, you're right on target. That's right.
Well, look, Jack, thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, my goodness, I'm just blessed to have you there, brother. Let me tell you, everybody listening to your voice today, you are blessing by what you're doing, brother. So on behalf of the listening audience, we thank you.
Well, look, let me say this, Jack. I can't emphasize it enough. If your listening audience, please get your wonderful article on the sheriff and go to your sheriff and educate your sheriff's department and spread this around. I can't emphasize this enough, Jack. I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
No, not at all. Let me tell you, I say it, but it's wonderful to have somebody that's actually out there where the rubber meets the road doing it to tell them that it needs to be done, because you're accomplishing a whole lot there, Bart. And on behalf of my three boys and nine grandchildren, we thank you, too, for what you're doing for the country.
Well, I don't know. We're in this fight, for our forefathers and for God and country. So, well, look, Jack, I'll call back later and get the address, because I didn't get it. I'll get it, because I think I want to send a note donation to your fine program. I will do that maybe tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I don't want to steal any of your thunder. You probably have some other callers coming in. So.
Okay, brother. Well, listen, Bart, God bless you for being on the battlefield with us. We're just thrilled to go forward together with you, okay?
Okay, Jack.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Okay, Lord bless you, Bart.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Right,
folks.
Bye.
Folks, we're blessed, aren't we, in this country? We have the First Amendment. We can still do the things that Bart Van Ness is doing and Ed Miller's doing and many others are doing today. And you, too, if you're not actively involved in touching people each day, and it's so easy to do. You can get copies, for example, of our sheriff's video. You can get copies of our sheriff's newsletter. If you order a bunch of them, you can get them very, very cheap, matter of fact, and hand them out to people. And believe me, if you're standing in a grocery line someplace, as many of us have to from time to time or wherever, and you hand somebody a police and military publication on constitutional issues, guess what that person's going to do? They're going to read it. Because it's police. If you see all the police cop shows on television today that are very, very mean and nasty, where they're teaching people it's okay for cops to beat up people and to violate people's constitutional rights, people love those programs. CSI, all these programs on television I don't have time to look at. But I used to, years ago, I used to watch a program called Adam 12. Which got me into law enforcement, but that's another story. But I'll tell you, if you hand people a police and military publication on constitutional issues, they're going to read it. The same thing if you hand a police officer or soldier a publication written by police officers and soldiers on constitutional issues, they're going to read it. So Bart was right. If you will write in to us, let me give you our address, and get copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and hand it out to people, you will start a geometric progression, because that person you ran into in the grocery line or wherever will take that and read it and pass it on to somebody else and say, you're not going to believe this, read this, and let me know what you think, And it goes on and on and on. We've had this 24, 25 years, volunteer police officers and soldiers and private citizens been doing this, and it just keeps going. These publications just keep going. The videotapes keep going. By the way, if you want a DVD, ask for it. If you're going to order the sheriff's video and you want it in DVD and not the regular big video system, videotape, let us know that you want the DVD, because we can send that out to you, too. But anyway, here's our address, folks. And remember that the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on the sheriff's, or any copy you want to order, is we ask for a $3 donation. And don't write a check, please. Just put $3 in an envelope. Send it in to us. But if you want the videos, you can order the one for $17 donation. which will go out to the person of your choice. Just send us the address, and they'll get a personal letter from us, our police officers, their peers, in other words. And if you would like to have the two videos, one coming to you, sheriff's video, and one going to the sheriff with a personal letter, send $28, okay? And we'll do that. But write to us at this address. Once again, A&A. Instead of putting Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on there, just put a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. So on your envelope, you'll just have A&A. And then send that out to HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And I'll tell you what, we'll get that right out to you, and you can start doing what Bart Van Ness, Ed Miller, and many others are doing to help us continue this geometric progression of awakening people across this nation to God and liberty, our constitutional republic system we're supposed to be under. And it's working. It's working, folks. And I don't know how long we'll still have the First Amendment, but I pray every day that God gives us more time to awaken more and more fellow Americans that love God and freedom and are just not knowledgeable as to what is going on. And so far, God has granted us that prayer, that he's given us more time to use the First Amendment on Republic Broadcasting Network, which is mass communication, which is fantastic. But it can also be communication where you just hand a tape to somebody, a program off RBN. You can order the tapes off RBN and hand it to somebody, or just hand a note to somebody how to listen in to RBN, or how to get a hold of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Hallelujah. We're just so excited tonight to have these wonderful Americans contacting us and letting us know what they're doing and how we can help them. So Lord bless all of you out there that are actively doing what God told us to do. Remember, I just keep telling you that God keeps telling us that we're supposed to never hold our peace. We're supposed to speak and promote God and country day and night. That's in Isaiah 62. Now, I kind of embellished on that. What he says is that you and I are to be watchmen on the wall, and we're supposed to never hold our peace day or night. Isaiah 62, I think that's 6 there. And so that's what we're all about, and God is blessing us once again in this nation because we're actively out there, not just praying, which is very important to pray, but we're putting feet to our prayers. Hallelujah. Okay, folks, note. I have a note here from our staff there at our two police and military associations up in Idaho, and they're telling me that the other day I talked up Christian and Civil Government, the book put out by Pastor John Weaver that is absolutely essential to be in every Christian's homes. Well, I talked it up that night, and some of you, I'm sure, probably ordered it from us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Well, Carol in the office got a hold of me and says we're all out, and that Pastor John Weaver needs some help in funding its reprinting. He's all out. And, folks, that's a critical, critical little pocketbook is what it is, a small publication, but it lists the three ways in which we are allowed to resist, as Christians, evil government, civil government, okay? And the three ways we're allowed to resist, and it's absolutely essential that every American, and also not just allowed, but commanded to resist, okay? Yeah, God doesn't say, hey, resist evil government if you want to. He says, no, you will resist evil government. He asks in the Bible, who will stand up for me? Who will stand up for me against the wicked ones out there? And over again. And that's got to be you and me, brother. And I'm honored to be speaking to some of those out there that are doing just that, just like the people we just talked about tonight. Want to give you an Irish joke here. Let's get to an Irish joke real quick here. I like Irish jokes. I'm an Irishman myself, and I get enjoyment out of Irish jokes. And so if you have any Irish jokes, send them to me, would you, folks? And I'll read them on the air. Let me give you one here. Let's see. Finnegan phoned the maternity ward at the hospital, and he said, "Quick, send an ambulance. My wife is going to have a baby." Well, the nurse said, "Tell me, is this her first baby?" And Finnegan said, "No, this is her husband speaking." Anyway, all right, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I apologize for my Irish jokes out there, but I think they're funny. All right, we've just got a few minutes left, folks. I'm sure happy to be with you tonight. Sad to tell you this, though. Our Police and Military Association reads Capitol Hill's Blue, put out by Doug Thompson and the crew, on the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, there out of Washington, D.C. And he reports to us that George W. Bush last month used twice God's name in vain and disparaged the Constitution of the United States. Now, I'm going to read this to you, but I can't use the words George Bush used because as Christians we know we're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain, so I'm going to use the word GD, okay, and you can figure out what that means. And so GOP leaders, Republican congressional leaders, filed into the Oval Office to meet with President George Bush and talk about renewing the controversial U.S. Patriot Act last month. And this has been reported by three people that were in attendance there, so I think it's pretty good information. GOP leaders told Bush that his hardcore push to renew the more onerous provisions of the act could further alienate conservatives. He said to them, he got very angry and says, "I don't give a GD," Bush retorted. "I'm the president and commander-in-chief. Do it my way." And then one of the aides spoke up there in the meeting and said, "Mr. President, there's a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution." And Bush got, his face got red, and he said, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face," Bush screamed back. It's just a GD piece of paper." Now, Doug Thompson, who's the head of Capitol Hill's Blue, says, "I've talked to three people present at the meeting that day, and they all confirmed that the President of the United States called the Constitution a GD piece of paper." And he says, "And to the Bush administration, the Constitution of the United States is little more than toilet paper." I won't read what else he says about that. It's kind of soiled, you might say. But he says Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, while still White House counsel, wrote that the Constitution is an outdated document. Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. Well, we know, of course, that the Patriot Act is a it does trash the Constitution, our rights, inalienable rights given to us by God. But these evil international bandits that have control of our government, folks, they don't care. They could care less because they want their international antichrist world government totalitarian system under the United Nations. And so the Constitution to them is just a scrap of paper. And, of course, you can see that's exactly how they're passing laws and executive orders and all kinds of regulations that violate everybody's constitutionally protected inalienable rights. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Good to be back with you, and we'll look forward to being back with you tomorrow, God willing. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.